So here's the deal. Today, we're starting with this four pillars of a man's heart. Why is it I feel like I'm being molested? All right. Thank you. No, really, thank you. I'm a bad man, Mike. So, the four pillars of a man's heart. How many of you have this book? Show of hands. Okay, now, honestly, how many of you started reading it yet? Show of hands. Cool. So, we're doing chapter one today, and it's called Crossroads. That's not about the church in Kokomo, Indiana, Crossroads. It's about crossroads that we... Anybody on a crossroad right now in your life? Looking at crossroads? Anybody... Wait a minute, let me ask it this way. A show of hands of anybody that's never had a crossroad in their life. There we go. See, that's what I like to do is know that we're all on the same ground. We all have something in common today. Crossroads. I'm going to throw out a few synonyms. That's a big word, but like words to crossroads. And I want you to see if you can connect with a crossroad that you may be at right now, or where you may be in the future. Or maybe it's something in the past. Change. Hello. Do or die. Critical mass. Juncture. Plight. Crucial period. A breaking point. It's high noon. I'm at the crossroads. The moment of truth. Urgency. It's sink or swim time. Boys, crossroads. What we have here is a conundrum. Now, I'm not sure that's a crossroads, but I think it is. Anybody ever been in a conundrum? Yeah, crossroads. So it's 2012, and I was a little bit surprised, but not totally surprised. John didn't bring up last week, John Tice did a great job, but we didn't talk about New Year's resolutions. We were 3 days into the new year. How many of you make New Year's resolutions when it comes to crossroads? It's a new year. You do? Some of you still make New Year's resolutions? A few. Next question would obviously be how many of you keep them or have kept them so far, and I'm not going to go there, but I read an interesting quote in regards to New Year's and New Year's resolutions, and it comes from Miss Oprah Winfrey. Everybody knows who Oprah is. And I like this quote because... No, I'm just going to leave it at that. It says, cheers to a new year and another chance for us to get it right. Cheers to a new year and a chance for us to get it right. With all due respect, Miss Oprah. Come on, man. Everybody know come on, man? ESPN. Come on, man. Are you kidding me? We as Christians can start over anytime we want to. Any moment, any minute, any crossroads, any plight, any juncture, any minute, any second, we can start over. We don't have to wait for a New Year to make a New Year's resolution. Are you kidding me? It's time to man up. That's what I want to talk about today. How do we man up? If you read chapter 1, the word authority... I didn't count, but there's a lot of times the word authority. Who is the authority in your life today? Who do you make the authority over your life, over your crossroads, over your decisions, your choices? Every choice, every decision comes under what authority? That's the question today. Life is full of decisions and choices. Somebody should have said it. Amen. Thank you. I'll make sure y'all out there. You had to decide what time to get out of bed today. That was a choice. Wait a minute. You had to decide whether you even were going to get out of bed. You had to decide, am I going to go to work today? It was a choice to come to huddle today. It's a choice what route you were going to take to get here. You didn't have to show up. That was a choice, a decision that you made. Now, understand, as I'm beginning to understand, some choices are not that big a deal. And I've mentioned a lot of those. But there are some choices that are a big deal. There are some crossroads that are a huge deal. Example, who are you going to marry if you decide to get married? You're going to stay single. I would even go so far as to say your life's passion, your work, that choice. What church, a biblical church. What Bible you're going to read. Those are choices that are going to be important choices. There's a difference between choices and decisions being simple or difficult. So some crossroads are pretty simple, some are pretty tough. But the bottom line, man, here's the one I want us to get. Choices and decisions, is it about our will or His will? Again, the authority. Who's the authority in your life today with your choices and your decisions? I'm talking about the important stuff, not what color the wife wants the kitchen painted, because I try to avoid that one. Yeah, when I was off for 3 months, she had a honey-do list, and one of them was paint the kitchen. And then if you paint it the wrong color, you got to paint it again. So I chose not to participate in that conversation. But the bottom line, my friends, is this choice thing is His will or my will. Now, when I think of crossroads and when we're at that juncture, that critical point, Ralph didn't listen to you. Who said mute them phones? Ralph? I hate to call you out, but you made a choice not to obey today. Now, it is funny because last night I was at a Kokomo Great Banquet meeting where Brother Kevin Sprinkle shared that he was in Kenya, and when someone was late to a meeting, they called him out as soon as they walked in the door. Brother, would you like to explain to all of us why you were late? So, Ralph, would you? Just playing, man. I love you, Ralph. Ralph and I share a table together. He knows I love him. But again, crossroads. Now, you've heard of Yogi Berra, right? Catcher for the New York Yankees. The only autograph, Jim, I ever got in my life. I'm not an autograph person, but I was on a plane that Yogi Berra was getting on, and I pointed out to several of my younger friends, that's Yogi Berra. They said, no, it isn't. I made a choice to go over and say, I yelled out from across the plane, hey, Yogi, just to prove to them. I said, I told you that was Yogi Berra. So then I made a decision to ask him for an autograph for my son. Sounded good. I got a son, 12-year-old son, and he would love to have your autograph. I get home, Matt's like, who's Yogi Berra? So, Yogi Berra had a quote. That's what I was getting to, and I got sidetracked. When you come to a fork in the road, pick it up. Right? Not exactly what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about today is making that decision. And John Tice, man, I love you challenged us last week. And I've been trying to live this, and I've shared it with everybody that I've come into contact. Does your inside match your outside in your choices, your decisions? You may say you know who the authority is. Verbalize it. You may know here who it is, but are you living it? Are you who you say you are? That's it. And that good paraphrase? Are you who you say you are? It's time to man up. I love page 20 in this book, and I want to read it because I could never do it justice by trying to communicate it. It says, some of what it takes is highly unpopular in a contemporary culture, but who are you going to listen to? Who are you going to listen to? The sages of political correctness, the pages of biblical revelations. You must decide who you're going to listen to. If you don't, you won't follow him. You'll waver. You'll be a double-minded man that's unstable in all his ways. So what will it be? Your will or his will? God or the voices of the clamoring culture all around us? Scripture or the shouts of an eroding society? Oprah's way or ours? God's way. So, here it is. I'm going to put it out there. Tebow. Everybody know who Tebow is? How can you not know? He's everywhere. Tebow did this. Tebow didn't do that. There are so many analysts getting paid to talk about Tebow. I wonder how in the world do they find enough time to talk about Tebow. Tebow made Saturday Night Live. Did you see Tebow on Saturday Night Live? Making fun of him, cracking on him. You know, Tim Tebow. I'm not a Denver fan. Actually, I'm not even a Tim Tebow football fan. I mean, I like the way the guy plays. I like his heart. What I like about Tim Tebow is his outside matches his inside. What an example for all of us. That man will take a stand anytime, anywhere, any place. Don't care if I'm on national TV, receiving whatever award. What's first? What's his priority? Who's the authority? Any question about that? There is absolutely no question. Are you who you say you are? This past Sunday, I tuned in because I thought, this is going to be a good game. 6-3, I'm thinking. 3-0. Two great defenses. Neither one knows how to score. Sorry, Pittsburgh or Denver fans, but that's just my humble opinion. I ain't judging, I'm just saying, okay? That's what I've observed. This is not biblical truth, it's my opinion. What I've seen, experienced. Bottom line is, Tebow had underneath his eyes John 3:16. Anybody see that? John 3:16. NFL, man. You think that's popular? You see anybody else in the NFL doing that? You might have got away with that in college, boy, but you ain't doing that in the NFL. Yeah, he did. He wore John 3:16. Then he went out and passed for 316 yards. He completed 10 passes. And I'm not a mathematician by any stretch. My weakest area, math. Divide 10 into 316. Thank you, brother. 31.6. Coincidence? You choose. Well, because of all that, stats showed that millions of people Googled John 3:16. Come on, man. That's a come on, man, right there. So I'm asking you the same question. To Tebow or not to Tebow? That's the question today. Who are you going to serve? A man's got to do what a man's got to do. So are you going to listen to all those voices around you? Or will you hear the voice of God? Is it His Word that's going to govern your decisions, your lives? Anybody remember Adam? Adam. Oh yeah, the first man. Remember his decision? I think we probably all know. If you don't, when you do your table talk, you guys that know, share. See, his decision cast probably one of the longest shadows ever on mankind. And over all of our futures, your future and my future, and future generations to come. Guess what? Some of the choices that we make today about those crossroads are doing the same thing, or have done the same, or will continue to do the same thing. Wow. I don't know about you, but that feels like a lot of responsibility about my choices and my decisions. I love the story of the prodigal son, and the best part for me is John 15, verse 17. He made the choice, first of all. He was at a crossroads. He made the decision to take his inheritance and to go out, basically squander it, right? But verse 17 says, he came to his senses. What does that mean to you? He came to his senses. Have you come to your senses? Are you still listening to all those other voices? Or is God the authority in your life today over every choice, every decision? I hope that you make that decision today before you leave here to make God the authority, if you haven't already, in every decision. Are you who you say you are? Cool thing was, even though he had made the wrong decision when he came home, Father was waiting for him with open arms, just like us. God's waiting for us. Again, somebody raise your hand if you've never made a bad decision. Okay, that's what I thought. God's grace and mercy is going to continue to exist whether we choose to live in it or not. Dang. I'm going to have to wake you guys up. God's grace and mercy will exist whether we choose to live in it or not. It's there. It's the truth. So we get to choose whether we'll receive it or not. How do you choose? As for me and my house. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 12 and 13, it basically, I'm going to paraphrase, it says, if you think you're standing firm, for you who think you need it the least today, if you think you're standing firm, be careful, the Scripture says. Because what we all have to realize is that we're all just one decision. All of us are one decision from making a bad decision. Hello? Yeah. I work with addicts and alcoholics, and I often try to paint a picture for them, you know, in terms of if you're truly an addict or an alcoholic, you have to make a decision every day whether to use, whether to pick up a drug or to drink. That's a conscious decision that you make. To sin is the same thing. We make a conscious choice every day. What will that decision be? Who's the authority in my life? Are you who you say you are? Does your inside match your outside? James 1:22-25 says, do not merely listen to the word, do what it says. We're good listening at the word. Do we do what it says? We're to make a decision and choices for God's will to be done in our lives. Until we put our thoughts, listen to this. This is good. This ain't mine. I borrowed it. Until we put our thoughts into practice or into action, we only have intentions that are like seeds without soil. Okay. Matthew 7. I'm going to read this right from the word. Matthew 7:24-27. Check this out. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell with a great crash. I'm going to speak on the premise that all of us at one point or time have been on shaky ground, on sand, and we've had some crashes and some falls. But today, from 12:31 on, will you decide to make God the authority in your life? You see, we as men in America are at a crossroads. I mean, there's all kinds of predictions about the future and what's going to happen in the future and the economy and jobs and it's going to turn around. No, it's not. The world is ending, blah, 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 on and on. Bottom line is, we're at a crossroads. God is tugging at our heart, your heart, my heart. We need to sense and to listen for His direction, to make Him the authority. I need to do that. I need to make Him the authority over my life today, every day, every decision, from this minute, this moment on, one day at a time. Just for today, God, today You are the authority of my life over everything that I do. Tomorrow has enough worries of its own. Let's go today, just for today. Let's make that decision and see what happens. God bless you guys. Thank you for allowing me to share.